I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler.
And this is the final edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
Help desk, how may I help you?
I think my government might have shut down.
Have you tried turning it on and off again?
I tried voting, I tried writing letters, nothing works.
This government, it's not progressing?
Or regressing? It's suspended in midair, like Thelma and Louise.
You mean when they drove off the cliff at the end of the movie?
And hung there in that awful freeze frame?
Okay, you've got a Republican shutdown. Please hold. Sir, good news. Your government is not completely shut down. Just inessential services.
Good. I only want essential anyway. EPA, Department of State, Homeland Security.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Those are all inessential.
But I'm paying for those services.
And that's why you can't have them, sir.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't make the irrationality. I just support it.
Can't I pick the services I want?
No, sir. This isn't cable.
I got a non-working government here. What do I get?
Well, sir, you get a wide range of unlimited state-of-the-art air traffic controlling.
Really? Air traffic controlling? The very heart of any government.
I do not respond to sarcasm, sir.
So, I can't protect my environment, but I can protect the planes that fly through it.
Sir, do you have a support question?
Can somebody support the restarting of my government? I got a debt ceiling coming up.
Please hold for a supervisor.
Hello, David H. Koch here.
David H. Koch? The right-wing billionaire scumbag David H. Koch?
You know any other David H. Kochs?
Are you the supervisor?
I supervise the shutdown of your little government.
And here I thought it came out of nowhere.
Oh, no. We've been planning this for weeks. Years, even.
I know you're busy destroying democracy, but can you tell me what's essential and inessential?
My brother and I are essential. Your government is inessential.
So why do I still have essential government running?
We haven't figured out how to shut that part down yet.
Will you let me know when you do?
Oh, you'll know.
Mr. Koch, I know you probably don't hear this enough, but you are a true right-wing billionaire scumbag.
Aw, you're too kind. Next.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Announcing a life-altering breakthrough for smokers. A new online magazine for discerning consumers of nicotine. Cigarette Aficionado. Cigarette Aficionado celebrates the joys, the glamour, the fast-paced lifestyle of cigarettes. Cigarette Aficionado is for those who love living with pleasure. Cigarette Aficionado thinks inside the box with provocative ideas on how cigarettes maximize the pleasures of your nicotine-based lifestyle.
From time immemorial, smoke has been used to preserve meat. Your lungs are meat. Hardly surprising, then, that incontestable new research from the Brown and Williamson Wellness Institute finds that far from shortening your life, cigarettes coat and protect your lungs, adding years to your living with pleasure. We scientists call it longevity.
Hey, why not use all that delicious secondary smoke to make delectable nicotine-flavored smoked salmon? Hey, why not smoke all your food? Smoked eggs, smoked cheese fries, smoked ice cream. Hey, don't forget to brush after meals with smoked toothpaste.
Discover the health benefits of tertiary smoke, secondary smoke that has permanently infused a structure, killing termites, bacteria, rodents, harmful molds and growths, psoriasis, tarantulas, huge scary moths, baby squirrels, and spirits of the dead. But best of all, totally repelling non-smokers.
Cigarette Aficionado has questions for that pesky non-smoker.
Oh my God, are you smoking? You're pregnant!
Hey, if 60% of American kids are obese, what's so bad about low birth weight?
Cigarette Aficionado brings you the wide world of cigarettes. What's going down in smoke? You can rely on Cigarette Aficionado's impeccably impartial cigarette critics as they rate the world's finest cigarettes.
Gitane non filtré exhibit enticing hints of cedar and sandalwood on the nose. Full-bodied gobs of fragrant golden smoke on the palate, alluring burnt caramel accents in the finish.
You'll love Cigarette Aficionado's Christmas gift ideas.
How about a Tiffany bedside extinguisher for the discerning bed smoker, or
high-performance ashtrays that remove your next cigarette from the pack and bring it lit to your sedentary, pleasure-loving lips. Your Formula One ashtray from Sharper Image has got your back. Or
special gift card, value $49.95, exclusive of airfare to run, walk, or simply amble in Cigarette Aficionado's first ever Rocky Mountain Downhill Marathon.
Lose weight fast with Cigarette Aficionado's easy-to-keep-to diets.
Okay, breakfast, coffee, skim milk if you must, 2 cigarettes, 7 calories, lunch, anything you want, including 2 alcoholic beverages. Smoke cigarette, put it out in food, drink 2nd alcoholic beverage, smoke 2nd cigarette. If in a restaurant, tell maitre d' who tells you to leave to remove plate. If at home, give plate to dog, 201 calories. Repeat at evening meal, but put 2nd cigarette out in dessert. Total calories for the day, 409. No wonder you have the body of Kate Moss.
Let your heart on fire. You must stay alive. Smoke gets in your eyes.
And now for another episode of Michelle Bachman, Girl Detective.
Gee, Michelle, it sure is quiet. I wish we had a mystery to solve.
But I am solving a mystery, Marvin. The case of the government shutdown.
But that case is solved. You shut down the government. You and the Tea Party.
And what are the clues?
You told the Washington Post this is exactly what you wanted. The government could reopen tomorrow if John Boehner just put the Senate budget to a vote in the House, but he won't because he's afraid of you.
So what you're saying is the suspect could be black?
No, I didn't say that. Did I say that? I said you did it. You, Michelle Bachman, you and your friends shut down the government.
So you're saying it was the president all along?
I am not saying that.
You're right. The president must have snuck into Congress, passed a law 3 years ago, got it approved by a congressional majority, had it certified by the Supreme Court, got reelected after passing it, then started implementing it in total defiance of the law.
That is the law. That's actually how the law works.
Mystery solved. Marvin, you're a genius. Now I just need to get my assistant. George, can you come in for a second?
What is it, Mrs. Bachman? Ow! Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! Why did you shoot George?
So we can have a new mystery to solve. Who shot George?
You did. I just saw you shoot him.
And what are the clues?
I saw you do it. You're still holding the gun.
Why did you shoot me? He missed his back with.
George just asked you why you shot him.
So, you're saying the suspect could be black?
Come back next week when Michelle Bachman, Girl Detective, says...
So, you're saying the president hurt America's credit rating when he wouldn't raise the debt ceiling and now he might do it again?
No! I said you did that!
This mystery just keeps getting bigger.
The following is a commercial from Holy Ron Things to Make Republicans Feel Better.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Meese. With the epic struggle over Obamacare facing Ron-believing Republicans everywhere and causing them hardships and them not knowing how it's all going to turn out or whether Obama will win and use Obamacare to spray deadly strychnine in your cell phones, which kills us dead when we answer a call, that's a lot of stress, and we could do with a little non-sexual comforting from our conservative savior, Ronald Reagan. Well, First Lady of the GOP, Nancy Reagan, has wonderful news.
Hello, Ron-believing Republicans everywhere. Last week, I was going through some old laundry from 2004. I hadn't got round to washing yet, and guess what? What comes next?
A little story!
Okay, let me tell you a little story. Right before he was raptured, Ronnie had a face peel. I made him do it because, what with being sick and all, his face was looking like a dog scrotum. And I wanted him looking good for the Lord. Why am I telling you this?
You were doing some laundry.
I was. Oh, the last laundry I did was in 2004.
Yes, yes, the towel.
You want a towel? Are you going to barf?
You found a towel.
Yes, I found a towel. And it must have been the one Ronnie used right after his face peel and right before he was raptured because his face was all raw from the face peel. They can hurt if you have a girl mustache. I have to shave mine every morning.
A towel!
Relax, bitch. I am getting to the towel. So, the towel Ronnie used was all marked up with the little cuts and the nicks and zits and blackhead things, the face peel.
It was marked with Ron's blessed blood.
Who are you? Is this my house?
Forming the outline of... what?
I have no short-term memory anymore. I can say anything I like and no one will spank me.
The towel bore the outline of...
Ronnie's face, of course.
It's a miracle!
It is a miracle that Ed Meese didn't find it. He's always over here, digging through my laundry, looking for a pair of Ronnie's underpants to sniff them, I reckon.
I am Ed Meese, and I'm here to tell you, Mrs. Reagan, that you have found what I was looking for. The Holy Shroud of Ron. Ron-believing Republicans everywhere, be comforted! For with the miraculous Holy Shroud of Ron, we can work miracles! And we need miracles!
It cured my hemorrhoids! I touched it one time, and golly gee willikers, don't need my donut no more.
And listen up, Ron-believing Republicans. You too can have your own Holy Shroud of Ron. The last shot of our conservative savior has now been transferred to beautiful shroud-like material in a limited edition available to you for just $1,999. Order today from HolyRonThingsToMakeRepublicansFeelBetter.com.
Manufacturer not responsible for Ron Believer's raptured while driving or passengers traveling in driverless vehicles. Keep out of reach of Democrats.
And now, another choice selection from the Final Edition's first album, The Vinyl Edition, which is available for your purchase now at fine online retail outlets such as CD Baby and iTunes.
WBEZ, Chicago.
It's a new world. The factories are gone. And while this isn't your father's Oldsmobile, they're not building Oldsmobiles anymore, so even if your father hadn't left you when you were 8 and made you spend your life writing poetry about the trauma, he wouldn't even have an Oldsmobile. I'm Ira Glass, and today on our show, It's a New World, stories of people making do in the new economy. Act 1, Our New Thing. Diantha Stasis Friedman reports from Brooklyn.
Sarah Sparrow Biasetti is dressing for a meeting
or as she likes to call it, a meet. She carefully adjusts her wooden beaded necklace.
My friend curated a video retrospective of the 1970s, and I just fell in love with them. I think of them as like little individual bullets of vegetable life. I'd love to wear one of my skirts today. They're made from recycled fabrics picked up at the Goodwill. There's this maker in Bushwick, really interesting example of reuse, but we're on our bikes today, so I guess not.
We ride over to Third Eye, a shop selling handcrafted objects in Fort Greene. Sarah doesn't like to shake hands. She says it's an artifact of the days when people had to prove to enemies they were unarmed. So instead, she greets the owner, Ian Danforth, with a hug.
Great to see you. The shop is looking so great.
Thanks.
These wooden briefcases, they're gorgeous. I love the irony.
Thanks.
But aren't they, like, vulnerable to fire?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're made of wood, so I guess...
Wow, did you see what happened to that tea shop on Adelphi Street? Totally burned out.
Yeah, I heard, so...
So listen, my friends and I, we have this art collective thing, but we're also getting into personal wellness. We try to secure spaces, you know, make them stable in a kind of energetic and physical way. This is such an energetic space. It would be a shame if something happened to it.
Back at what she calls her office, the back room of a food co-op called Kai Organics, Sarah talks to me about her vision of entrepreneurship.
It's kind of a free-form business model where we don't so much work in traditional flows of capital from consumer to producer, but we insert ourselves into the process in interesting and sometimes transgressive ways. I like to think of it as just our thing.
For example, last year, Sarah and her partners, mostly art school graduates and indie filmmakers who didn't get the grants they wanted on Kickstarter, started talking to the many Starbucks stores now in Brooklyn. They came up with a novel plan. The stores would hire avatars, people who draw no espresso shots, who don't actually show up for work, but are nonetheless paid.
We think of it as a victimless performance.
That's Michael Woolcover, Sarah's partner in life and business. He's tall, with a bushy beard and a ubiquitous bicycling cap.
In one state of being, I'm working at Starbucks, doing the 8-hour shift, getting paid. In another, more physical state, I'm out making my images of the waterfront. Or maybe I'm down at the bar.
Michael and Sarah head up one of the many collectives, or crews, of artists, writers, and liberal arts majors who came to Brooklyn to pursue their muse and found the arts weren't what they once were.
There are a lot of inefficiencies in the traditional business model, a lot of places where stuff falls off of trucks, and we happen to know a lot of bicyclists who follow trucks around.
Things are going well for Sarah and Michael and their friends, especially now that they've resolved a conflict with another group based out of a weaving workshop. Both groups were vying for opportunity along the gentrifying Atlantic Avenue. Fortunately, that conflict was resolved when the weaving workshop burned to the ground, killing two. For now, Sarah and Michael are happy with where things are.
We're not a traditional hidebound business. We let people find their own way, create their own models, whatever feeds their spirit. All we care about is how thick the envelope is at the end of the week. And of course, if people are growing.
Funny. I used to think I could make a living just by being myself, but now, forget about it.
Yeah.
Diantha Stasis Friedman in Brooklyn. Next up, a guy who hits people over the head and takes things from them. Stay with us.
The following is a commercial from Holy Ron Things to Make Republicans Feel Better.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Meese. With the epic struggle over Obamacare facing Ron-believing Republicans everywhere and causing them hardships and them not knowing how it's all going to turn out or whether Obama will win and use Obamacare to spray deadly strychnine in your cell phones, which kills us dead when we answer a call. That's a lot of stress, and we could do with a little non-sexual comforting from our conservative savior, Ronald Reagan. Well, First Lady of the GOP, Nancy Reagan, has wonderful news.
Hello, Ron-believing Republicans everywhere. Last week, I was going through some old laundry from 2004. I hadn't got round to washing yet, and guess what? What comes next?
A little story!
Okay, let me tell you a little story. Right before he was raptured, Ronnie had a face peel. I made him do it because, what with being sick and all, his face was looking like a dog scrotum. And I wanted him looking good for the Lord. But why am I telling you this?
You were doing some laundry.
I was. Oh, the last laundry I did was in 2004.
Yes, yes, the towel.
You want a towel? Are you going to barf?
You found a towel.
Yes, I found a towel. And it must have been the one Ronnie used right after his face peel and right before he was raptured because his face was all raw from the face peel. They can hurt if you have a girl mustache. I have to shave mine every morning.
A towel!
Relax, bitch. I am getting to the towel. So, the towel Ronnie used was all marked up with the little cuts and the nicks and zits and blackhead things, the face peel.
It was marked with Ron's blessed blood.
Who are you? Is this my house?
Forming the outline of... what?
I have no short-term memory anymore. I can say anything I like and no one will spank me.
The towel bore the outline of...
Ronnie's face, of course.
It's a miracle!
It is a miracle that Ed Meese didn't find it. He's always over here, digging through my laundry, looking for a pair of Ronnie's underpants to sniff 'em, I reckon.
I am Ed Meese, and I'm here to tell you, Mrs. Reagan, that you have found what I was looking for, the Holy Shroud of Ron. Ron-believing Republicans everywhere, be comforted, for with the miraculous Holy Shroud of Ron, we can work miracles, and we need miracles.
It cured my hemorrhoids. I touched it one time, and golly gee willikers, don't need my donut no more.
And listen up, Ron-believing Republicans. You too can have your own Holy Shroud of Ron. The last shot of our conservative savior has now been transferred to beautiful shroud-like material in a limited edition available to you for just $1,999. Order today from HolyRonThingsToMakeRepublicansFeelBetter.com.
Manufacturer not responsible for Ron Believer's raptured while driving or passengers traveling in driverless vehicles. Keep out of reach of Democrats.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. Visit thefinaledition.com every day for more sizzling satire with teeth. It's like Spinal Tap with minds.
Announcing a life-altering breakthrough for smokers. A new online magazine for discerning consumers of nicotine. Cigarette Aficionado. Enjoy Cigarette Aficionado's lavishly researched and illustrated features. The Ancient Art of Coughing. What's so bad about coughing? Coughing down the ages. The diplomatic cough. The courtly cough. The discreet cough. The humorous cough. The southern slant. Hawking a longer. To cough like a mockingbird. Cigarette Aficionado sponsors don't just need you to buy their products. They help pay for your cigarette-loving lifestyle. Do you have one of those soft, gushy, mushy, wet, mucusy, somehow comforting kind of coughs, especially in the morning? A cough that tells you your lungs still have the firepower to cleanse themselves of unwanted foreign bodies? Well, you could be eligible for huge court awards, millions of dollars in damages, actual and punitive may be available to you in Florida, Mississippi, or California. Call or email us, Cracker Jack, Beaufort and Jimmy Bob in Pascagoula, Mississippi, for a free estimate of your $1 million award. Members of the Mississippi Bar.
Cracker Jack, Beaufort and Jimmy Bob, we're in it for the long haul.
Best of all, exchange ideas, greetings, compliments, propositions, invitations, and compare notes with the millions of members of the Cigarette Aficionado Worldwide Online Community.
Hey, Cigarette Aficionado, kudos on your in-depth feature, Radon, the Silent Killer. Many of us have committed a substantial portion of our life savings to enjoy a luxurious retirement in exclusive communities, only to find that the very linchpin of that pleasure, responsible cigarette usage, is denied us. We need the ammunition provided by articles like Radon, the Silent Killer, to convince the relevant authorities that it's irresponsible exposure to radon-bearing sunlight, irresponsible use of radon-emitting golf courses, irresponsible speed-walking and jogging on radon-choked highways, irresponsible consumption of vegetables raised in radon-drenched soil. That is taking such a terrible toll on mature Americans. We who avoid these dangers by spending the happy hour of our lives inside the exclusive communities we've worked so hard to afford don't appreciate being held responsible for the irresponsibility of others. We need to get out the message that the peace and relaxation that comes from smoking a really good-tasting cigarette is the true key to long life and happiness. Thanks yet again, Cigarette Aficionado.
In anticipation of the holiday season, I just want to say one thing to all those killjoy non-cigarette aficionado reading sad sacks out there. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. What a beautiful image to conjure for our children. Now, Clement Clark Moore was writing in 1822, long before the discovery of cigarettes, which for my husband and me ranks right up there with the discovery of fire. But we feel if Clem had lived 60, 70 years later, it would have been a cigarette that Santa held tight in his teeth and cigarette smoke that encircled his head like a wreath. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Mr. or Ms. Surgeon General.
Right on, older breathy woman. Here at Cigarette Aficionado, we love the secondary smoke of chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley, Antoot Shell, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Kevin Janis, Rachel Roush, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. It was written by Barry Lank, John Marshall, Peter Sagal, and Tony Hendra. Go now. I'm hitting the desk as I say this. I mean business. To thefinaledition.com for more sizzling satire with teeth. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra and edited and engineered by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC, copyright 2013.